All right.
Okay, finish this simon and the next simon, the first four.
Okay, so Simon Pei Gimel, Heka Mechitzas Le Mahani Ela Kashukav Ladira. So surrounding Mechitzas, making Mechitzas only helps when it's done for people living in there. So Siv Gimel is what we're up to. Mokam Shemukav Shaloi L'Shem Dira. If you have a place that they built the fences, not for living purposes. For who ain't a gadol mi beis hasayim, and it's not bigger than beis hasayim. You're allowed to carry in there. So now, if there's a chotzer bordering onto this car from mutter gamkin, you can carry from there to the chotzer. You're allowed to move kalim that are in there, that are in the yard from before Shabbos. In the chotzer, because it's considered one rishus in my chotzer. Meaning, even though it's a karfif together with the chotzer, but it's not one rishus with the house. So the kelim that are in the house, you're not allowed to move. Meaning, only the kelim that are in the yard before Shabbos can you move them in and out of the karfif. Right, none of that. You can't transfer from the house to the yard. Dalid. Makam shukav shaloi l'shem dira. Let's say you have something that's surrounded for no shaloi l'shem dira. Dainu shematchila hikav mechitzas. Initially, it was surrounded with mechitzas. V'akach banu sham beis dira, and then you built the house. Meaning, let's say you went. Now we were saying before the karfif there. It's a karfif, not meant for living, and now you decide to go build a house. Or then the guy decides to make a doorway from his house into the karfif. So how do you go make it mukavludira? So you make a hole in the wall, in the fence, more than 10 amas, which we learned yesterday. A hole bigger than 10 amas makes the whole thing possible. Okay, 10 amos is considered an opening, and more than that is considered is a pirtza, and it's no good. So once you open, make an opening that big, then the mechitzas are batal, and then you go and close up the wall, and then it's considered mukafladira. Hey, if you have a chotzer that's bigger than two saw and they planted trees there. Meaning you had a regular chotzer and then you planted trees. A fila baruboy, even if you did most of the property, loinus bata, that's not considered batal from living, but dayan chosha still considered mukulodira. Meaning you would think that because you built all these trees, you planted all these trees. So you think, okay, now it's not, it's a forest now. It's not meant for anybody to live. But the kitzur says, no, that's not the case. Shekein derech adam l'stoifif b'tzeli lones, because there's a derech of people to sit under the shade of trees. Aval im zarabai zroim, but if you plant plants, so that's not something normally people live amongst. Imu b'roi v'chotzer, if it's in the majority of the yard, filo even if it's not in one spot, it's spread out. The dira is considered batal, v'chashav kulay kegina, and the whole thing is considered like a garden. Imhu b'muad ha-chatzar, but it's only in a small part of the chatzar. Imhu pachas mi beis hasayim, if it's less than two saw, like we said above, batal l'gavi ha-chatzar, it's batal to the chatzar, v'kulay dina k'chatzar. The whole thing has a din of the chatzar, and everything is fine. But if it's more than two saw, then the place where the seeds are is like a karmelis, and the rest of the chotzer, that means it's totally open to some place that you're not allowed to carry because it's not hukaf ladira. Then you can't even carry in the chotzer, right? Because it's lost its status as a hook of ladira. Pachas. You have a yard that doesn't have base asayim or a little bit less. And you planted some of it, it's also considered going after the roiv. And if the majority is planted, afa pisha mutar l'taltosham, even though it's mutter to take them, you're allowed to carry there. Kivan sheina yosem beis asayim, since it's not one of the two beisam mikol mokum. Kalim shesavsu bebayis, kalim that are in the house, also lahitzi yosham, you're not allowed to carry out there. Like we said before, if you want to carry in your yard, you're going to have to make a wall or a partition in front of the yard. That would be mutter to then carry from the house to the yard. Okay. That's not so negeya. Pei dalet is much more negeya. So, dine, haitzas, haitzas. Derech malbush v'tachshit, carrying as a malbush and a tachshit. I'm sorry, it's really not so negeya because everybody uses the eruv. So therefore, there's a non-issue. These are also non-issues. Right? So what it's going to be dependent on, meaning can you wear jewelry? Can you wear a watch? What it's going to be dependent on, whether it's the norm. Right? Is it the norm? Is it not? And also, there's another concern that somebody, are you going to take it off to show somebody or something like that? So let's see. So by Yutas Sifim, there's 19 Sifim in this. So Aleph, Kol Davar She'ena Lo Malbush V'Lo Tachshit. If it's not considered clothing and it's not considered jewelry, also Lotzis Bo L'Rishus HaRabim or the Carmelis, it's also to go out with it to L'Rishus HaRabim or to even to a Carmelis, which is the Rabbanim. You're not allowed to go out with a needle that's pinned in your clothing, even if it doesn't have a hole in it. Meaning a one with a hole is meant for sewing. So that's certainly not the derech. But even in a needle that's not meant for sewing, you're still not allowed to. Even if you need it for your clothing, by a man you should be machmer. Meaning, even though it's closing your clothing, right? But because a man doesn't normally use these type of things, he shouldn't go out like that. But a woman, aval isha kibin shederach hanashim lahamid kishureim, since a woman needs to hold on to her knots, literally, kigayin hatzeifim akadaima, sort of like the kerchiefs or things like that, b'machten. So that's what they do; they pin it on so it stays on. They're allowed to go out with it derech levisha. But even women, only with a needle that doesn't have a hole. But not with a needle that has a hole in it, because that's meant for sewing, and it's not meant to go out like that. Even with jewelry, there's also things that the Chacham said is not allowed to go out into the public. There are some tachshitin that are also for men, but there's certain things that are also for women. If there's anything, any type of jewelry that the woman may remove to show it, so then we're not going to allow her to go out with it because we're afraid that she's going to carry with it. What? Somebody say something? Or was that a mistake? Nowadays, the minig is to be matar jewelry. And the pais can give all sorts of reasons and justifications. So some of the justifications are that there's no real Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, which he said in the last simon, or two, a few simonim ago. And nowadays, people don't take off their jewelry to show it. V'yir HaShemayim yesh loy lahachmer al atzmai, and v'yir HaShemayim shbi machmer on himself. V'rat yesh yizor shelo yetzi ish betabas she'en alav choysa b'pasuach. A man should not go out with a ring that does not have a seal. Like a ring that shows which part of club you're part of, that because if it's part of the seal, so then that's what you wear. It's like an identity. But if it doesn't have a seal, then that's considered an extra burden. You shouldn't carry a pocket watch. Even if it's got the chain, And it's tied on to you. Shahu Naisei Al Tzavari, that he's carrying on his neck for who tashit, and it's considered a tashit. Aval a kli shayis amunach b'seicha kis, but meaning even that is also, but a kli shayis amunach b'seicha kis havi masav ein leheter. Then for that there's no heter at all. Meaning to carry a watch that's tied around you, etc. So then maybe you have a heter, right? But not if it's just in your pocket. That's for sure. That's just carrying. Now, what about a wristwatch? So Ramesha writes, a wristwatch you should not wear. Right? Even though Me'ikara didn't, it's okay. Now, nowadays, that people, you know, watches is like a jewelry thing. So there are shitas out there that say that if you'd wear the watch when it was broken, then it's considered mama's jewelry. To have the watch on stam because you want to tell time, b'chara, that's no good because that's not a tachshit. Even though it's just on your wrist, it's not a, that's not considered a tachshit. That's just a way for you to tell time. So there's no heter for that. So they say that if you'd use it broken, then you'd be okay.
Well, I heard Reb Chaim called like watches they were jewelry, like he wouldn't shake anybody's hand who had a watch.
Yeah, but that, right, that's true. But that's not because, I don't know if he didn't shake the hand, but yeah, he felt that men wearing watches is ladies' jewelry. It's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush to say that. Because you see clearly from here, and according to the Kitzer, that men wore rings, right? So it's really totally in the society what they do. So, I don't know. Gimel, mafteach shel kesef, if you have a silver key, right? This is what you get in those, what do you call it? Tie clips. Even though the silver, right, and you're using it for a good reason, as it to open the door, since it's all, meaning it's really a key, which is considered carrying, but since they also make it into a tachshit, like a tie clip, glasses, even if it has its silver, also lots of men you're not allowed to go out with glasses. Now that's because they didn't have the arms on the glasses, as you know from all the old pictures that rested on their nose. So there was a very strong chance you can end up carrying it if you wear those. But once you have arms, then it's okay. But there are those that hold you still can't do it. Some old school, I have brothers-in-law who will do not wear glasses in the street on Shabbos. They have one set of glasses in shul and one here and one there and whatever. But sunglasses is not so poshut at all, because meaning the heter for glasses, because you need it. You're not going to take it off. You're not going to get rid of it. But sunglasses, you may. And reading glasses, certainly you cannot. You cannot wear in the street. Again, we have Erevin, so it's really not so negaya. Dalit. Also, Lisha loses baggage al tsaifa. It's also for a woman to take clothing and put it onto her shawl. Echena ish al kovashle. A man cannot take a bag and put it onto his hat. Because of the rain. Because that's not considered clothing. You're putting it on in order to protect your clothing. That's not considered clothing. So therefore, it's not allowed. But if it's serving a dual purpose, it's protecting your clothing and it's also protecting you from the rain, then that would be mutter.
So like those hat covers.
So those hat covers are
like
also...
before the Shane coat came out. So you have to, this is the hat covers.
Right. So the hat covers, l'chayra, are also, according to the Kitzer. Right? And Ramosha says the same thing. You're not allowed to wear those hat covers.
So the same thing with the shane coat. Shane coat's doing the same thing.
But a shane coat's attached to your coat. And also the shane coat could at least protect you. It's a very large hood. So it could protect your body from the rain. But the hat covers, that's already more schwer. All right. And what about boots? Not boots. What do you call this thing? Rubbers?
The galoshes.
The galoshes. The galoshes, right. So those that go over the shoes. So you're protecting the shoes there. Right? So that the place can say is okay. Because bottom line is it's also protecting your feet from getting from being freezing cold. So yeah, okay, to be continued on this subject. Baruch Hashem for Erevin, or maybe not, whatever. It is what it is, as they say. So we're saved from knowing all these halachas. All right, have a fine night and a good Shabbos.